In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show, and we will get to the Susan Rice talk here. And remember that guy on the radio who was telling you the military doesn't have enough ammunition? About that. And we'll get to all of that and much, much more. Let's get to some emails, though. Remember, you can email your love, your hate, your death threats, everything to Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. Dear Jesse, I'm on to you. I believe you are a highly intelligent, high-functioning, multiple-personality schizophrenic, and Chris and Michael don't exist in the real world, only your imagination. I also believe you don't read emails from listeners. You and your multiple personalities write your own emails so that you can hit your anti-communist talking points and lead into your sponsors like Mantis X and Hero Gun and MyPillow and My Patriot Supply. Promo code Jesse. You can't fool me. You could prove me wrong by reading this on the air, but you won't even see it for the reasons I just stated. I'll continue to listen every minute that I'm not holding my breath. Semper Vi, Devil Dog. And is it me or did the bar just saddle up to the buffet? You know what's great about the promo code Jesse and the different sponsors we have on the show? You know, obviously, we're very proud of them. We say no more than we say yes. The show has done so well that there is now a line, which is unbelievable. I cannot believe we're there, Chris. So we're very proud of them. We're very selective, very proud of them, making sure we only talk about people who share our values. And now I've found something else that's wonderful about the advertisers. Annoying the wife and kids at home with it. Oh, Chris, you should see it. I'm so relentless about it. The boys were, this is Friday or Saturday, pouring rough greens, and the wife was in the kitchen making dinner, and the boys were pouring rough greens on Fred's dinner. And I just walked up totally unprompted and told them, you know, there's vitamins and minerals in there and probiotics. And they immediately, everyone starts yelling at me, please don't, Dad. And I start launching into an ad, and I always, no matter when, whenever they're done yelling, that's when I finally throw in at the end, promo code Jesse, and oh man, they're just irate. That's good fun. That's just good fun. By the way, I'm going to go home tonight as she's making dinner, and I'll sit down there with her, and I'll be, oh, this is really good. I don't know what she's making, but it'll be good. The woman could cook, and I'll be, oh, this is making really, really good. And I'll say, you know what makes this even better? And she'll turn and she'll, cause she's not listening right now. She won't know. She's at a meeting. She'll turn and be, oh, what? Do I need to add more salt? And I'll say, no. You know what makes this even better? Knowing that our home title can't be stolen because we're part of HomeTitleLock.com now. And I can just see her throwing things at me. And while I'm ducking, I'll explain to her. You don't understand, woman. Home title theft is a big deal. And actually, she would understand this because she was part of it. When I opened up my email and saw the forged signatures on our home title, I'll say, you don't understand. This is a number one cybercrime sweeping the nation. And if you want your home to be protected, go to HomeTitleLock.com/Jesse and sign up. And I'll throw that one as the final. And she'll be so mad about it. All right, let's get to some more emails. By the way, quick side note. That's not just me messing with the wife. Home title theft really is a really, really big deal. And it is financially devastating if it happens. We're not talking $500 on a credit card here. We're talking multiple loans against your home. They'll evict you from your home. Or you got to take them to court because you didn't really take out the loans. Well, that costs a fortune if you want a decent lawyer. 50 grand for a lawyer. It's what it's going to cost you. You got 50 grand? You can just blow on a lawyer? Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Jesse and sign up. They'll protect you from it. They detect any hint tampering. They shut it down. In fact, they let you check and see if you're already a victim. They let you do that free. HomeTitleLock.com/Jesse. Jesse, what I have noticed is the call for defunding the police is thought of by many as the elimination of a police protective and enforcement force. It is the elimination of the present order of governance and laws, replacing them with another more repressive police force of their choosing. Yes, like when you see AOC and these types talk about this, remember the end goal for these people, obviously they want all the violent crime now. That helps them, that helps chaos reign. They want that. But ultimately what they want is a real Stasi. They want a federal police force with jurisdiction everywhere. You know how I tell you all the time to run for sheriff or get involved in your local sheriff's race? Make sure you have a good sheriff. The way the laws work in this country, in many cases, your sheriff can meet the FBI at the borders of your county and say, you're not coming in here. You're not allowed. The sheriff is the top dog in your area. Did you know that? It's critically important. The communists know that too. They want the Cheka, also known as the FBI, to be able to deploy its feds across the nation without being impeded by any state or local law enforcement. They want to set up a shop in every town so they can arrest the opponents of Democrats. That's the end goal. That's the end goal. Local law enforcement you're involved with or maybe even running for is a huge wall for them. They hate having to deal with it at all. So what you do is you just whip up chaos in a place like Chicago, defund the cops, defund the cops, defund the cops. And eventually what you do is you step in. Hey, we don't like doing this, but for the public good, the FBI is going to take over policing the city of Chicago. Just, well, it's for your own good, right? For the public good. It's for the greater good. You ever hear that before? Hey, Jesse, I'm the typical no deadbeat dad son. I spent 4 years as a teenager locked up in juvenile hall and another 10 in and out of the adult system. The only thing I learned was how to be a better criminal. The system is a business in a revolving door. I agree 100% with what you said about the boy who sucker punched the other kid. By the way, I was talking about this on Friday in case you missed it. There's a video of some at-risk youth wrestling program. The kid who lost walks up to him afterwards, tries to shake hands, and the kid who lost sucker punches him. And I said, don't arrest him. Don't charge the kid. Keep him in wrestling. That's what he needs. Save his life. Keep him in wrestling. Anyway, he said the young man probably had no other way to deal with being embarrassed. If he was coached up after that and dealt with a punishment he earned, I bet he would have came out stronger. Men need encouragement and purpose, he said, all things you also talk about. My dime saved me. She has and always been encouraging and supportive, but holds me accountable as a man. Listen, thank you. His name is Travis. Travis, much love to you and your dime. They do have a way of saving us from time to time, don't they? And yet, look, this is why I don't. You want to know why I don't do the latest media outrage when a black guy gets shot by someone? There was one recently, I don't even remember the name, Ralph Carl something. Black guy, teenager, gets shot by some old man, 80-some-year-old man. And I don't know the details. Every side, everyone took their own side for it. Was a guy breaking in? Was he ringing a doorbell? Was he in danger? I don't know and I don't care. But this is why I don't comment on these things. Because whenever it involves a black kid who's in a bad neighborhood, there are one of two camps, and I find them both to be clownish and ridiculous. The first camp is the Saint Black People camp. Well, he certainly would never have done anything wrong, and even if he did, because of America's history, he should have been let off, and it was racism, and black people don't commit crimes, and there's certainly not a problem with crime in the urban black communities. Those are so stupid and clownish, I won't even acknowledge that. And then there's the other side of it, which is, oh, black people are trash, black people suck. My next door neighbor's black. Maybe I'm just not on his schedule yet. He hasn't broken into my home yet. Maybe it's not a skin color thing. The reason I don't get involved in this is no one actually wants solutions to these problems. What lost young men need is a father. They need a father. The black community is a disaster in urban America because they don't have fathers. It's not because of the color of their skin. It's not because everyone's a racist and oppressing them. It's because dad is gone. And so I see these wonderful programs out there, and there really are some really, really great programs where these black dudes will go in these neighborhoods and they're taking over mentorship and they're being coaches. They're coaching the football team, coaching wrestling team. And how many grown black men have you seen in your life talk about having their lives being saved by one of these mentors? That's how you change these communities. You're not going to legislate your way out or vote Democrat your way out, and you're not going to point at black people your way out. Give these black kids, give all at-risk youth, I'm just using black because that's the biggest community where it's a problem in this country, give them some sort of a father figure, preferably dad himself, but real mentorship out there. But you don't ever get to have that conversation in this country, so I don't even bother with it. You will fall in one of the two clown camps. Black people are saints. Black people are the devil. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Determined by your culture at all times. Show me the kid who was raised by mom, dad, in the home, taught values, taught manners, taught hard work, and I don't care the color of his skin. He's going to turn out just fine. Turn out just fine. It's funny. My mentor, one of my best friends, Michael Berry, my mentor in this business, he has two black sons. He and his wife adopted two black kids, so they're black. Weird, because they are the most polite, hardworking, great kids I've ever met in my entire life. So why aren't they out there doing thug things? Because it's about the home. It's about the parents. But you can't ever have that talk, so we don't ever have the talk. All right. Emails, but Susan Rice. I was supposed to get to it a second ago. Hang on.
Get the cure for rhinos. Weekdays with the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and we're going to get back to the emails and other things here. Hunter Biden hiding out in the White House. I can't even believe that's a story. How's that possible? He's hiding in the White House from his stripper baby mama. How is this real? Anyway, before we get to that and some emails, I want to get to this real quickly here.
Susan Rice. You've heard me bring her up before on the show. I'm going to keep bringing her up again and again. Susan Rice was one of the main communist thinkers driving the Barack Obama administration. But, and pause for a moment here. Let's appreciate how successful the Obama administration was. Now, not for anything you want or anything I want, but the Obama administration was absurdly successful. Their greatest success was jam-packing the federal government with committed communists. Obama got there. He started firing everybody, generals, everyone. And he would snatch these Leninists out of the university system, and he filled up our government with these people. That's why you woke up one day and all of a sudden, oh my gosh, the whole government's against us? That was Obama. That was Susan Rice, one of the main authors of everything we're going through now. So, of course, she was brought in as a Biden advisor. When I say advisor, she was brought in as the main policy driver of the Biden administration. She's now leaving the White House. There's the real story, and then there's the story the New York Post is trying to sell you today. The headline from the New York Post is, Biden advisor Susan Rice leaves the White House after migrant child labor reports. Okay, what are these child labor reports? HHS is taking children coming across our border, and they're giving them to businessmen who treat them like slaves, who put them to work instead of sending them off to be educated. Nope, sorry, little Pedro. Back to the dishes for you today. No fifth grade. And that was creating a controversy for them. Susan Rice is part of, quote, the controversy, because Susan Rice, she facilitated a lot of it. But how'd she do that? Well, what Susan Rice cares about, again, because she's a committed communist, what she cares about is burning America to the ground. So what she was pressuring other Biden people to do was get the kids out of the camps on the border, out of the border facilities, just get them out and get them inside somewhere. We don't want them photographed at the border facilities. We don't care that they're here. Hey, just come on, hurry it up, Pedro, get her moving. And she's just tossing these kids off to the wolves. And they want you to imagine that's the reason she's quitting. Susan Rice, when we talk about the system, there are many, many different parts of it, from politicians to billionaires, tech giants, all kinds of parts of the system are what make up the system. But if there's a board of directors, Susan Rice is on it. I don't know that she's heading it, but she's on it. So let's pause for a moment. Susan Rice didn't leave the Biden administration in disgrace because of poor Pedro. What will we ever do?
Buenas tardes.
Buenas tardes to Pedro. Susan Rice left because Joe Biden is 9,000 years old. His poll numbers are crashing. I don't think he's going to run for president. He quite possibly is facing legal trouble, which is just blackmail to keep him from running for president. And all Susan Rice knows is she just needs to step off that sinking ship and step right on to another wildly lucrative part of the system, because the system takes care of its own. Susan Rice isn't going to head to the unemployment line. I promise you won't see her checking out her groceries right next to you at the Piggly Wiggly on Sunday. Susan Rice is going to walk right into academia. Chris, write this down. Susan Rice is going to walk right into academia and make a fortune. She'll be an associate professor of jerkwater or something like that, pulling in $500,000 a year. Or she'll walk into a media job somewhere. Or the ultimate, the left-wing think tank. This is a nonpartisan group. We're just interested in finding a way to get more trannies elected. Say hello to Susan Rice. She's our new CEO of this group. Starting salary, $2 million a year. Thank you for coming on board. Trannies are us, Susan. Much appreciated. That's how the system works. That's how it will work. I look forward to finding out the hard time Susan Rice is going to have on unemployment. Hopefully she'll be able to get by. I don't know. After resigning in disgrace like this. Oh my gosh, these friggin' people. So RFK, by the way, I found out his voice thing is such a disaster because he has some sort of what is it called? There, someone wrote in, Jesse, Kennedy has a condition called spasmodic dysphonia, a specific form of an involuntary movement disorder called dystonia that only affects the voice. So that's why his voice sounds like this. So that's going to be a challenge running for office sounding like this. And I understand, Jesse, that's mean. Life's mean. It's going to be hard to run for office when you talk like this.
You know, the risks from the vaccine are completely untenable. If people knew the truth, they would not be taking this vaccine. And then the benefits of the vaccine are apparently zero or even sub-zero after 6 months. The British data is showing that the people who are vaccinated are actually more likely in many age categories to get COVID than people who are unvaccinated, which, by the way, was predicted. Now,
again, he's saying a great message, but that's going to hurt him a lot. Yeah, Chris brought up a good point. FDR having polio, if people knew he couldn't walk, it would have been very difficult for him to win re-election. It's just the big deal. They try to hide it as much as humanly possible. That stuff matters. It's going to be difficult for him to run for office anyway because the Democrats aren't going to let him go anywhere. He does have a lot of very interesting things to say. You just can't understand him when he says it. Now, let's talk about Hunter Biden. But first, again, speaking of voices out there, important voices, do you want to sound like this?
I promised to leave the matter of Hunter Biden in the hands of the U.S. attorney.
Merrick Garland is maybe the most in need person of a male vitality stack on the planet. Think what Merrick Garland would sound like after 90 days. Think about this. with 20% increase in his testosterone.
I promised.
He'd probably end up sounding like me. He needs a male vitality stack. Plus, he needs more energy to continue covering up crimes by Democrats and prosecuting Republicans. That takes effort. So what he needs is to go to choq.com, sign up for a subscription for a male vitality stack. Ladies, female vitality stack, 35% off. Choq.com, promo code Jesse. Go get yours now, or you'll sound like Merrick Garland.
I've got an animal inside of me.
Jesse Kelly. You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
The best way to understand all sides of an issue is to know all sides of an issue.
Can't get that in the mainstream media, which is why you've got to listen to some Clay and Buck for another point of view.
Buck, why are you going third person?
Because, Clay, I think this ad is running in places that might not exactly align with all of our politics or even know who we are.
It's impossible. But maybe if it's true, I bet if they did listen, they'd end up agreeing with us on at least one issue, even if they secretly won't admit it.
Well, the only way they're going to find out is if they download the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever they get their pods.
We're easy to find, unlike your wife at Costco.
Clay, you speak the truth, but we're already losing people.
I think I gained one or two just now.
In case you haven't noticed, we like to have a lot of fun as well as talk about what's going on in the world.
Come hang with us today and every day at Clay and Buck. Download the iHeartRadio app, search out those names, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton, and come hang.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency.
Did you make a mistake in sending arms to Tehran, sir?
No.
It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
And I'm not taking any more questions. In just a second, I'm going to ask Attorney General.
I'm Leon Neyfakh, co-creator of Slow Burn. In my podcast, Fiasco, Iran-Contra, you'll hear all the unbelievable details of a scandal that captivated the nation nearly 40 years ago, but which few of us still remember today.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. I feel like, you know what I feel like tonight? I feel like that I have been, I've been on topic all night long. I don't feel like I've gotten distracted
but
once.
My focus is just stay focused.
I told you that that's been my focus, is staying focused, and I've really nailed that. That being said, we'll get to the Hunter Biden stuff in just a minute. Let's get to some more emails. Jeff, Shogun. You talked about Trump is terrible at picking people. I agree. I just wanted to make sure I add to all the emails you've been getting saying you won't vote for Trump because of Alex Brucewicz. Starting to think Trump isn't a man of the people anymore, but a seasoned politician always looking for more donations. How many MAGA voters are left out there? Doesn't seem like many because people have to be able to see through his attack. Okay, listen. There's a ton of Trump voters left out there because Trump's policies are dynamite and Trump has the right ideas. Trump's flaw is his people picking. Trump picks people who are nice to him. That's why he endorsed that idiot Dr. Oz in Pennsylvania. He was nice to him and saw him on TV. That's a disaster. But he can get better if he wants to get better. And also, let me say this. I understand that Trump's people for his current campaign, they are mostly, there are some exceptions to this. He's got a couple really, really good people on there, people I'm close friends with. But most of them are weapons-grade scumbags. They really are. It's like he picked the most despicable people on the right and hired them to run his campaign. That is true. Don't let Trump's dirtball campaign people taint you for Trump people. Just because he has this campaign person or that campaign person who's a weapons-grade scumbag doesn't mean Trump people are. Trump people are your people if you're a DeSantis person. And if you're a Trump person, DeSantis people are your people. You want to get mad at the candidates and toss mud at them and toss mud at their campaigns and tell them how bad they suck? I don't care which side it is. That makes no difference to me. Do it all day long. Trash them. I don't care. Say the worst things about Trump or worst things about DeSantis. It doesn't matter to me at all. Don't let some bad apples taint you for the whole crew. If you're, and it sounds like you're probably a DeSantis person, believe me when I tell you, the guy you see on the sidewalk with a MAGA hat on, he's your brother. He's one of you. Yeah, look, if he says, hey, I work for Trump's campaign, nah, then again, he's probably a dirtball. But he's probably your brother, all right? Again, these are early flaws. We've been talking about the early flaws of both candidates a lot. The candidates have time to fix these flaws. And one of the benefits of having a platform like this is the candidates or the people around them listen. And I know because they text me as I say it live when I'm on the air. Sometimes they tell me I'm wrong. Oftentimes they tell me that I'm correct and they're working on it. Yes, I'm working on it. Remember, if you have a candidate you love, if Heavy D is your guy, the best thing you can do for Heavy D is level some criticism at him from time to time when you see things that are wrong. That's the best thing you can do for him. It's early. It's April of 2023. If something's missing, like I've been very honest about what's missing, they have time to address that and get it fixed. If this is April 2024, the ship has sailed. It's gone. It's too late. By then, it means nothing. So if you're a Heavy D fan and you spend every waking moment singing his praises and dumping on Donald Trump, you haven't helped him at all. Same thing with Trump fans. If you see things you want fixed, Trump listens. That's why he doesn't talk as much anymore about pushing that poison shot. Because every time he'd go to these rallies and he would say it, the crowd would just kind of go silent, wouldn't say anything. And Trump figured out, okay, that's probably one I should drop from the repertoire. So he listens. But if you're going to spend all your time powdering his butt for him, no, Trump for life, everyone else sucks. Well, that's the worst thing you could do for Donald Trump. Then he doesn't get better. And as a result, we're screwed. Remember, we're going to need one of these two guys to win the presidency in 2024. We are. So whip them like the daggone animals they are. They're just rental cars. 4 or 5 years from now, you'll practically forget they ever existed and you'll have moved on to another rental car and they'll have moved on from you. And that's the way it should be. Let's all just acknowledge what this is here. Jesse, my uncle John T. Whitman was at Chosen. That's Chosen Reservoir, Korea, by the way. He told us the first line had pitchforks, pikes, bows, and arrows. Attacks were signaled by whistles. He won 2 bronze stars with Vs. Later served as a door gunner in Vietnam and won another bronze star, and now he's interred at Arlington. Golly, that's a full-grown man right there. He's at Chosen and then a door gunner in Vietnam. Gosh, that's awesome. All right, you know what's not awesome? The Hunter Biden thing. Now, remember this. Remember, don't ever let your liberal Aunt Peggy tell you the Hunter Biden thing doesn't matter. Having somebody close to you who's a security risk when you're the president of the United States of America is a huge deal, a disqualifyingly huge deal. Look, if one of my sons turns out to be a dirtball, God forbid, and he's a drug addict and he's out there knocking up strippers and it's just a big old mess, that's really not the end of the world, is it? I do a radio show. I do a TV show. I write world-famous books like the Anti-Communist Manifesto, which can be bought at jessekellybook.com, Chris. But I'm not important. And even if you view this job as important, which I don't think you should, if my son's a grease fire, that doesn't matter for the job. But if you're Joe Biden and you're setting the foreign policy of the United States of America, and your son is potentially compromised by foreign powers we're currently having conflict with, well, that is a really, really, really big deal. if China wants to take Taiwan and Joe Biden says, no, I don't think I will. And China picks up the phone and says, Joe, that's funny because I'm sitting here looking at a video of your son with a couple of hookers and an illegal bank account. And you're going to stay out of the Taiwan thing, or I'm going to send this to every news outlet on the planet. And it affects how Joe Biden makes his decisions. Then it becomes a very big deal. And let's be honest, the father protecting his son will make bad decisions. I'd make all kinds of bad decisions to protect my son. If that's what it meant. You would probably do the same. It's a big deal. Hunter Biden knocked up a stripper. Okay, that alone is bad enough. We'll just set that aside because who among us, right? I'm kidding. No, but that's bad enough. But she's currently going after him legally. And in order to avoid this, he's living at the White House. Have you wondered why you've seen a lot of Hunter Biden recently? Whenever Joe goes somewhere, Hunter's there. He's on an overseas trip with Joe. Hunter Biden, who has a child that the Biden administration won't acknowledge, even when they do the pictures. Remember they put a bunch of socks up for Christmas and they wouldn't put a sock up for the stripper kid? The son is hiding in the White House from child support or whatever legal problems there are. That's a big deal. And again, I'm not the moral guy. I really don't care about my candidates or really theirs. I don't care what problems you have because I just assume everyone's got big problems. But if you're this kind of a blackmail risk, if you have to hide out in the White House to avoid the courts, maybe we should make better decisions. Maybe he's not hiding out from the law, though. Maybe in the White House. Maybe they ponied up the dough and bought some Giza dream sheets from MyPillow. And maybe that's why Hunter Biden's there, Chris. You see, Giza dream sheets, not only are they the softest, they let you breathe so you don't lay there and sweat all night. And maybe Joe Biden and Jill, maybe they took advantage of the fact that Giza dream sheets are now as low as $29.98 with the promo code Jesse. I do hope they used the promo code Jesse. Because if the Biden administration is out there purchasing Giza dream sheets, I would like credit for that. So MyPillow.com, radio listener specials, promo code Jesse. They really are the greatest sheets ever, man. They are the best. All kinds of colors and styles and sizes, whatever you're looking for. MyPillow.com, radio listener specials, promo code Jesse. Or you can call 800-845-0544. Tell them Jesse told you to call. We'll be back.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. Reminding you, you can still email the show. Your love, your hate, your death threats, your Ask Dr. Jesse questions. Email those into jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Yeah, I got this one on the Hunter stuff. Jesse, one of the most frightful pictures in my mind is picturing Hunter in Air Force One with the U.S. president getting up to date on all the secrets so he can relay to all his Chinese handlers. Look, don't dismiss that. That's a big deal. He's on Air Force One. He's right next to the president. He's apparently living with them in the White House. He has been compromised by China because they were doing Biden family crooked deals forever. He's been compromised by Ukraine. It's not like we've forgotten about that. Ukraine and Russia, they're a compromised family. That maybe when we look at the disaster that is currently America's foreign policy, maybe we should be looking at everything through the lens of maybe they're only doing what they're allowed to do. Let's not forget what John Kirby had to say about the 16,000 Americans stuck in Sudan.
Okay, so you said you were in touch with hundreds, but there are about 16,000 or so people who have to get out of this country. Are you able to, you're not able to get in touch with all of them, right?
Well, Don, I want to push back on this idea that there's 16,000 Americans who want to get out. We don't have firm estimates of the exact number of American citizens who are in Sudan. They don't have to register with us. They don't have to tell us that they're there.
Chris just asked why there are 16,000 Americans in Sudan. All right. One, it's almost always business reasons, but also sometimes it's business and family reasons. And this is what I mean. Let's say you go over there for an oil company or some sort of foreign company. Let's say you get lonely. You find yourself, what, Chris? Let me finish. You find yourself a Sudanese dime. You decide you're going to put a ring on her finger, make an honest Sudanese woman out of her, and start making some Sudanese babies. Well, look, this is really how it goes. Even once you stop working over there in your current capacity, oftentimes you will stay because of her and her family or him and his family. It's such a global economy now that there are Americans all over the world. And we're not talking about people who hate the country or have renounced their citizenship. You just go for different reasons. I've got one of my neighbors. He works for one of these big oil companies, and he works the most insane schedule. It's just crazy to me. I'm trying to make sure. I'm probably going to screw up the details of this, but I'm pretty sure it's right last time I talked to him. He'll go overseas, and it's some Middle Eastern country. I don't want to give it away, but he'll go overseas to work there for 3 months. He has wife and kids. 3 months he won't see them. He's overseas in a facility. And then he comes back for 3 months. Then he's back over for 3 months. Then he's back. Isn't that just nuts? It's such a global economy. And because I've never worked in a global job like that because I wasn't qualified, I've never had to experience it. But I'm sure there are people listening to the sound of my voice all over the world right now. For various reasons, you find yourself in different countries. Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. How about a bit of good news before we get to headlines? Second Bud Light marketing executive placed on leave after the Dylan Mulvaney backlash. That vice president chick, the one who brought about all this stuff, yeah, she's gone. Now a second guy's gone. Now Anheuser-Busch is putting out statements that are, I wish I could read it verbatim, but I don't have it in front of me. They put out a statement today that essentially said, what we're doing is we're streamlining the process to make sure our senior people are more in touch with whatever the marketed team is doing. And so Chris is laughing. Everyone knows what they're saying. In the future, because that was the word from inside of Anheuser-Busch, they didn't know. They just ran with this campaign, and the big shots didn't know, and now the whole company looks bad. So Chris asks, when does the boycott end? It doesn't. I think it's important we all understand something here. Remember how we've talked about 1,000 times, in order to win this, you're going to have to do things that make you uncomfortable? There's no comfortable way out of where we are right now. You're going to have to do things that make you uncomfortable. I'm going to have to do things that make me uncomfortable. I will tell you, there's a little part of Jesse that says, oh, you know, they did get rid of them, and they put out a couple statements. Maybe it's probably good enough, right? But it's not good enough. It is important. It is really important for every other company out there thinking of doing this. It is important that they see Anheuser-Busch left as a carcass on the side of the road. We must push this all the way. All the way. Don't stop. Don't let up now. Would the communist let you up now? Or would he finish you? That's exactly how you must think. That's why you got to switch your cell phone company too. I know one of the reasons maybe you haven't done this. Sounds like a pain, doesn't it? You got to pick up the phone, even though it's only 10 minutes on the phone and you're talking to someone who speaks English. You got to pick up the phone and deal with customer service. But look, you keep your cell phone if you want. You keep your cell number if you want. It's done with pleasant people on the phone, and then they handle it by mail. Anyone can do it. This is an easy way. We also have to leave Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile on the side of the road, laying right by Anheuser-Busch. You know what? You don't believe me now? Guess what? You're going to believe me real soon. It's April, and June is coming. You know what June is? Pride Month. You should probably switch now, because if you don't, when Pride Month gets here, every time you see one of those three companies doing something insane, you'll know you funded it. Switch to Pure Talk. They have your values. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. That'll save you an additional 50% off the first month on top of everything else. #250, say Jesse Kelly. That's a good point, Chris. when Pride Month comes around, if you still got Verizon and you see that commercial you don't like, remember, you voted for it.
And now,
here's a headline.
By the, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Street preacher threatened with jail time after citing Bible verses against local Oklahoma LGBTQ organization. Just a reminder, the LGBTQ demon mob is there to destroy the church. That is what they're there for. They are there to destroy your child, destroy the family. They're there so the FBI, all law enforcement, will have a reason to knock on that door of your church and put your pastor and maybe you in handcuffs. We heard that Bible verse you read, that Old Testament Bible verse. That's a hate crime. You're going to be charged under civil rights laws. And maybe you would have laughed at me saying that a year ago. I bet you ain't laughing now, are you? They have chosen a side. Just something, again, to keep in mind when your pastor gives his 9,000th sermon on turning the other cheek. Utah senator's home vandalized after pushing ban for trans surgery on children. Let's do also keep in mind along that same vein, we are dealing with lunatics here. Stay armed, stay trained, stay ready. Keep your eyes open and off your phone, all right? We will be back to do it again tomorrow. Going to work 2 days in a row. That's all.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen, and subscribe.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.